Matthew, the 14th chapter. We want to start with the 22nd verse, please. Matthew 14 and 22. And it reads, "Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a ghost.' And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?' And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" You may be seated. Dear Heavenly Father, we come again, Lord, to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for another day's journey. Oh, Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to preach your holy and divine word. Lord, I pray just now that you would hide me behind the old rugged cross, that these thy people may see none of me, but all of thee. Remove anything around about my heart and my mind, O Lord, that's not pleasing unto thy sight. Lord, if there's anything standing between me and thee right now, remove it in the mighty name of Jesus. O Lord, speak now, for thy servant heareth thee. O Lord, touch my heart and my mind that they may be in sync with you. O Lord, use me now, Lord, for your glory. O Lord, I pray now that you would bless the waiting congregation. O Lord, I pray now that they will have listening ears and receptive hearts, Lord. That somebody this morning may hear a word from you, Lord. That they may go back and share with somebody along the way. Lord, that they may be ye transformed by the renewing of their minds. Lord, that they may change the way that they think. That they may change the way that they do things for your glory. Now, Lord, have your way in this service, Lord, that everything here today may be done decent and in order and according to your will. Lord, we need you right now. We need you in the midnight hour, and we need you forevermore. Oh, Lord, touch us now, Lord, that we may do what you've sent us here to do today. Lord, guide us now, Lord. Now, Lord, may the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Just for a few moments, we want to talk to you about where is your faith? Where is your faith? Today, we want to talk about having faith in God at all times, not just in the good times. Because it is easy to have faith when everything seems to be going good. However, in the hard times or the bad times, we have a harder time believing that God will help us overcome our troubles. And how many know that sometimes God will send us in a direction of a storm? Jesus told the disciples to get into the boat and told them to go. Just as God has told some of us where to go and what to do. Knowing that we would have to go through some troubles, some heartaches and some pains, some trials and tribulations before we reached our destination. We must remember, wherever God sends us or whatever he tells us to do, he will be with us every step of the way. Isaiah tells us in the 41st chapter, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with my right hand of righteousness. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thee thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I am with you. Even today, or this the last few days, we've seen a lot of destruction here in our area with the floods. And I'm thinking that a lot of people are looking for some help right now. Their basements are flooded. Their cars were flooded. But somebody's crying out right now, Lord, help me. But even though if they may have lost a lot of things, if we have faith in God, he will replace those things in due time. But we have to remember that we're living in some troubled times right now. God is trying to get somebody's attention. And a lot of times we go through our daily occupations and daily routines with our mind on everything else but God. But this time, God is trying to show somebody, y'all need me. You can't do everything on your own. Your friends and your family can't help you sometimes. But I have a word, I have good news this morning, that God is still on the throne. He's able to do all things but fail. He has all power in heaven and on earth. And when some people looked around our homes in the last few days, they saw the water rushing down their streets. And somebody looked up and maybe asked God, why me? But sometimes we have to say, why not me? Because the things that God sends in your life, he sends them for a reason. Sometimes it is to get your attention. Sometimes it's to draw you closer to him. And sometimes it's to show you that can't nobody help you like Jesus. It says in verse 27, be of good cheer. Do not be afraid. Sometimes when these things come our way, our first reaction is to be afraid. But we have to understand that no matter where we are on this earth, or no matter what we're going through, God said he will never leave us nor forsake us, that he will be with us even until the end of the world. So every time we're going through these things, I want to encourage somebody and let you know this morning that God is right there beside you. He's taking every step with you if you just trust and believe in him. But sometimes we have difficulty getting in sync with God. We see these things, but we have our own way of dealing with stuff. We want to try everything else before we try God. These situations and circumstances, if you're in sync with God's word, and if you're in tune with God, your first reaction will be to call on the name of the Lord. Not call your neighbor, not call your parents or your co-workers, but call on the holy name of Jesus Christ. Peter said in verse 28, Lord, if it is you, command me to come on the water. And Jesus said, come. Now watch this. As long as Peter had his eyes on Jesus, he walked on top of the water. So I'm here to tell you today that if you're living in some difficult times, if you have these trials and tribulations on every hand, look unto the Lord, because he is the only one who's able to keep you from stumbling and falling. Stop looking at your situation and your circumstance and start looking up at our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is the one who's able to pull you up from the midst of your mess. Too often times we start to step out on faith. We start off our journey on a good note. We start off walking and looking at the Lord. But soon as we see all the things that's going on around us, we stop looking at God and we start looking around. And everything is just closing in on us. And sometimes we just don't know what to do. But as long as Peter had his eyes on Jesus, he stayed on top of the water. But it wasn't until he took his eyes off of Jesus and started looking around that he began to sink. So that's what happens to us a whole lot of times. We start looking around at the things going on. But if God take you to a situation, he is faithful and he just to carry you through it. And all we have to do is keep our faith and our trust in him, and he's able to move. But too often times we want to look to the right or look to the left or look around and look for help from everybody else but God. But a lot of times God is the only one who's able to keep us from stumbling and falling. But now sometimes we start to sink into our situation, all because we fail to call on God. But sometimes God will almost let you get to the point of drowning before he reached down and pull you up. Because he wants you to understand that I am the only one who can pull you up right now. If we take a look back at the prodigal son, y'all know that's my one of my favorite scriptures. I always bring it up. Y'all probably heard it before. But the only reason that the prodigal son started to change his mind, because he was already in the midst of his mess, in the hog pen, waiting to eat what the hogs ate. He looked around, all of his friends was gone, so he didn't have nowhere to look but up. But then he said, when he came to himself, he said, I'm going to go back home to my father and tell him that I've sinned against you and against heaven. And then that's when he started to come up out of the midst of his mess. And how many know that as long as we're in our mess, in our situation, in our circumstance, we're always going to say what we're going to do when we get out. And a lot of times, once God delivers you from your mess, you forget about God and you keep on walking on, doing your own thing and doing it your own way. But this young man, he went back to his father and he said, make me as one of your hired servants. He didn't want to go back at the same level as his son. He said, let me start off at the bottom and work my way up. But too often times we think we are entitled to something, especially this new generation. If I'm all right, I'll cheer. They think that everything should be handed to them. But sometimes, for you to appreciate what God has done for you, you have to get it for yourself. Because when somebody gives you stuff, or somebody's always there to bail you out, you take these things for granted. And we don't give God the credit that he deserves. A lot of times, my father told me something when I was a young man. Well, I was a young boy in high school, getting out of high school. You know how we boys, well, all children, I guess, we want to try our own things and do our own things. But he told me one time, I don't know if he meant it or not, but I took him serious. He told me, he said, now, well, I guess he told all of us. He said, you can go ahead and get yourself in trouble if you want to. Get locked up. Do what you want to do. He said, you can call me and let me know you're in jail, but that's where you're going to be. But I didn't understand it at that time. But I understand it now. If I get in trouble and if I get jammed up the first time and nobody comes to get me, I'm going to learn a lesson. But if mom and daddy there or grandparents there to come to bail you out the first time, guess what? You're going to do it a second time because you know somebody going to come get you. So you have not learned anything. And a lot of times it takes 3-4 times for them to get it right. But I didn't want to take that chance. I don't know if he meant it or not, but I took him at his word and I never got into trouble. But we have to understand that through it all, God will keep us. God will keep us. Psalms 121 says, lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Because my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And a lot of times when we get in these things, the first place we need to look is look up. Because God will pull you up. Peter stepped out on faith. Well, I don't know what that is. But when he looked around, he started to sink. But the very first thing he did when he started to sink was he called on the name of the Lord. And then when he called on Jesus, Jesus reached down and he pulled him up. So that lets me know that when Peter called on him, he was not only in trouble, but he had a sincere heart. How many know if your heart is in the right place? When you get to begin to sink and you begin to drown, God will pull you up just in the nick of time. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He may have been blowing up a few bubbles just about to go under, But Jesus reached down and pulled him up. Peter had enough faith to call on the God. Hebrews 11 and 6 tells us, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So I'm here to tell you today, don't wait until you get in trouble before you start calling on the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord every day of your life. That way, when you get in trouble, you already prayed up. God knows you by name. But how many times that we all know that sometimes people only call on God when they're in trouble? And then when they get in trouble again, they call again. He said, well, I hadn't heard from you since the last time you were in trouble. But call on him every day. He will strengthen your heart and he will strengthen your mind. And he will give you what it takes to make it through every situation that you can go through in life. Sometimes he will allow us to struggle for a little while just to get our attention and to draw us closer to him. But help us. I pray now that God will help somebody this day. I know it's probably some members here that's been in this destruction over this past week. But I'm asking you to let God take control of your situation. You might look around and see that you've lost a whole lot of earthly things. But how many know that God is able to rebuild whatever you've lost? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And a lot of times, if you're faithful, the stuff that you lost, he will bless you with even greater stuff than what you had before. Because he allowed it to happen for a reason. We have so many people now that, I'm not big in politics and all this kind of stuff, but a lot of people now is looking at our president and looking at this man for who he is, what he says, and what he does. But I'm here to tell you today that God allowed this man to become president. He knows that he is president. And this may be our time of trial and tribulation to draw closer to him, because God allowed him to be president for a reason. So if we stop bellyaching and stop crying over because he's bellyaching, let's get on board with God's plan and see what God is going to do for us. Because when we come out of this thing, we may be far better off than we were going in. So if we start praying together and praying for each other and for our president, this thing may start to turn around and get better, and we will not drown. And I'm going to close with this. Now, Peter asked God, asked Jesus to bid me to come unto you, walking on the water. But my question is, Peter had a little bit of faith. He had enough faith to step out. But what about the others who were in the boat? Just think about it. If everybody had been on one accord and had enough faith to step out there together, just like we do as family, as church members and whatever, if we can step out on faith together, no telling what God can do for us. But we have to be on one accord with one another, but most of all, we have to be on one accord with Jesus Christ. Walking right and talking right. Have to lead by example. A lot of times, everybody, you seem to have it together when you're in church. We're saying the right things, and we're doing the right things. But the work is to be done when we're on the outside of these four walls. You can't be cussing and carrying on. You can't be backbiting. You can't be running people down and all this stuff. God sees everything that we do. He know a lot of times, a lot of people give award women performances in church on Sunday morning. They're jumping and shouting and carrying on, acting like they're the greatest Christian ever. But when they get out there in the world, how they treat people. That's part of a storm. That's part of a storm. So get your heart and your mind in sync with God, and he will deliver you from whatever you're going through. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We pray now, Lord Jesus, that something has been said or done here today to touch somebody's heart, Lord. I pray now that you would just let it work in them, dear Lord. Touch them right now. Even though they may be going through destructions, trials, tribulations, heartache, and pain, let them be encouraged, Lord, that you're still in charge. You know exactly where each and every one of us are. You know what we're going through. Lord, and you said you're faithful and you're just to hear our prayers. Oh, Lord, help us to cast all of our cares on you, realizing, dear Lord, that you do care for us. Help us right now, right where we are. Use us now, Lord Jesus, for your glory. Oh, Lord, touch us now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen and amen. The doors of the church are now open. Here we stand.